But as you know, on Mondays, you always talk all things money. On a Monday, we highlight and bring importance to money matters in efforts of stewarding our finances better, but also just being a bit more informed when it comes to all things relating to finances. And July is marked as National Savings Month in South Africa, and there's a slight bit more emphasis that's being brought to growing and encouraging a savings culture as a society. That is a culture that we still have so much room to grow in and continue to exercise in our homes, in our circles of influence and societies and our communities. And that's why we create spaces like these to have conversations about that. And joining me in studio this afternoon is Ruben Grobler, who is no stranger to Drive 326. He's joining us yet again, this time speaking about tax-free savings accounts and how we can take advantage of that in efforts of building a culture of savings. Ruben, why am I saying Ruben? I think it's because I'm thinking tax-free. That's what's going on. Ruben, it's good to have you back. Welcome to Drive 26.
Thanks for having me back.
You know, we think about July Savings Month, and one would think we always have awareness months on things that are important. You think about Youth Month, you think about Women's Month, you think about Heart Awareness Month. July Savings Month must say that this is something important. How important is it that we spotlight this?
Oh, absolutely. I think in a society where I think a lot of people literally, debt is so part of their lives, living physically off debt, buying food off debt, people that save will have less debt. What do people save for? People save for emergencies, people save for retirement and all of these type of goals. If you have put money away for these goals, then debt would not become part of your life. And we know what debt does to society. And especially, in South Africa, I think last time we spoke a little bit about debt and loan sharks and these types of things. That's where things go when you don't have money. And how do you get money? You need to work for money, but it's what you do with that money that becomes important. And saving that money, not just for emergencies and not just for a rainy day, but for the long term, for the next generation, for your own retirement. There's so many things, to work for in terms of your own saving goals and investment goals.
Why aren't we saving? What's the problem that's keeping us from actually being a people that save?
Well, of course, once again, in a society that we have, money is short. The economy obviously goes through cycles, and some people find themselves on the worst side of things sometimes. But I think financial literacy is a massive, massive problem. We really, really need a subject in school, not an elective subject, a subject that everyone needs to learn a little bit about taxes and learn a little bit about buying a home. Interest rates and interest rates in terms of debt, but also investing and how these things work. And even if it's just the basics, it gets people thinking about it. So I think that that would be amazing. I think maybe there's a point why it's not done in schools. Let's be honest. But yes, I think it would change. Yeah. It would change our lives.
I look over my own life and I'm imagining how much richer I would be, and not financially, just wisdom wise.
Absolutely.
And making much more sound decisions. Well, let's talk about the tax-free savings account. We're in the 10th year. Can you believe it? It was in 2015 when this was brought into inception in efforts of encouraging savings. But for someone who's not saving, this just sounds like, okay, it sounds cool and great, but I've got no idea what this means. Maybe unpack for us what makes a tax-free savings account such a great idea, and it's used so much so as an effort to try lure people and move them towards savings.
Absolutely. I think that was sort of the point of launching tax-free investments is to lure people into starting to start their own investment portfolios and looking at ways in growing their own wealth and maybe saving for the long term. And I think that's also an important part, is to look at where it fits into a portfolio. Tax-free investments, absolutely. It's a place for young people to start. But it should not be your emergency funds. Tax-free savings is also for the long term. It should be something that can supplement your income when you're older. It might be something that can pay off debt before you retire. Or as a young couple, having kids, that first 500 rand that you put away per month for a baby, that's where you start doing those types of things. But it's long term. It's absolutely long term, but powerful. I mean, paying no tax on income, no tax on growth, no tax on you know, capital earnings or capital growth. You know, it's powerful. It's definitely it should be part of every single person's portfolio. It's a freebie from SARS.
Yeah.
We don't get many freebies, especially when it comes to tax. Let's be honest.
Yeah. But there's limitations to this, absolutely, from what I understand, in terms of how much you can take advantage of.
Yeah. So the current limits is set at 36,000 rand limit, annual contribution limit per year. And then that's also 500,000 rand over your lifetime. So you can't put more than 36,000 rand annually into that investment and 500,000 over your lifetime. Of course, the interest earnings and the growth on these investments can go far past the 36 that you've put in for the year or the 500 over your lifetime. It can go on forever, but the contribution limit is set to that. Mm. And that's why it's important to not use it as an emergency vehicle, emergency funds, because you are going to erode that bit of help that SARS gives you.
Yeah.
You can use emergency funds for something else. There's different structures and different ways in doing that. But these types of absolute freebies from SARS, take advantage. And you know, this is not financial advice, but in my opinion, I would go as aggressive as I can for as long as I can.
You know, I was going to ask you about some of the mistakes that people are making with a tax-free savings account, and I think you've said it so well in terms of using it as a short-term emergency savings account, which is great. And there's so many different platforms that you could find yourself actually eroding it. You don't get to start again now that you know better. It's been used already. But let's talk about ways that people are taking advantage of the tax-free savings account. I mean, I've been inundated with so many different ways that people have been doing this. You rightfully mentioned the first 500 rand towards a child, towards their future. There's parents that's using tax-free savings accounts for their children in their children's name in efforts of saying, hey, when you turn 18, 19, 20, 21, this is something that you can take advantage of. What are some great ways that one could say, you know what, actually, I'm going to do that with my tax-free savings account?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at it monthly, obviously the maximum would be 3,000 rand monthly to get to your full 36,000 for your annual contributions. You know, if you put away that money, the full 3,000 per month, it takes you just close to 14 years to get to the full 500,000 rand contribution. So obviously, like you said, 2015 when it started, if you make those sums, then someone would probably be close to 500,000 contribution. And I can promise you that person, the reason why he also left it is because he knows what to use it for. Absolutely long term. And you know, when you speak about you know, contributing for a child, you know, it's also something that I promise you there is a missing generation of people doing that for their kids. And it's not about giving, it's about learning, and it's a start in life, even if it's small. You know, I didn't have that when I was a child. This is something that we need to make a decision about now for our kids. My wife and I, we're planning, you know, planning a family, and that's the type of the decisions that we're already talking about, you know. So definitely putting the next generation in a much different place, and you know, paying for studies, paying for a wedding, paying for those types of things. I would rather go pay for studies than a wedding, but anyway, yeah.
But it also becomes capital towards businesses that they've got business ideas at a later stage. Ruvan, thank you for joining us. This has been so insightful. But before I let you go, someone might be saying, okay, well, where do I find the tax-free savings account? Is it at a specific place? Do I need to call someone? I don't know. How do I get access to this free gift from SARS?
Absolutely. So all the major banks, they have tax-free, they call it a tax-free saving account. All the major banks, and then of course there are all of the big names in terms of investment platforms and our big insurers, they all offer it. And of course, depending on where you want to do it, there's always a minimum. Of course, they need to cover their own costs as well. So there's always a minimum. So shop around a little bit. Most of the companies and platforms and most of the fees are quite close to each other. But if you really want value, I think see an independent financial advisor who can look at all the platforms and have licenses for all of these platforms and give you the best bang for your buck.
Ruvan, thank you so much. Always great chatting to you. This has made it so much easier. I'm hoping someone is going to take the decision today and actually start saving towards the future. So Ruvan Grobler, who is the head risk wealth manager. Of course, he is from Bovis Health, Bovis Wealth, actually. And he is joining us talking all things tax-free savings account. Something that I think if you've been hearing about it, you've been considering it, or you just want to get a kickstart on your savings journey, this might just be the sign that you need to hear.